It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Greece would like China to help it along to solvency.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics around the world and how it affects the United States. The Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao began a week-long tour of Europe. His first stop, Greece, where the premier promised China would continue to buy bonds, Greek bonds. Now that's a morale booster for a country suffering under a mountain of debt. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is with us from Shanghai with more. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Steve.
So there are signs that China's been buying up more European debt and shedding some of its U.S. debt as well. What's happening here?
Well, the European Union is China's biggest export market. But as we've seen, the economies of Greece, Spain, and Italy, just to name a few, are in a fiscal crisis right now. They need capital. China's willing to provide that capital because China knows that without it, these countries are going to run out of money. And if that happens, they won't be able to buy Chinese goods. So if you look at the deal Wen made in Greece, it kind of gives you an indication of where China's intentions lie.
Now, I read, Rob, that Wen announced this creation of a $5 billion fund to help Greek shipping companies?
Right. But Greece has to use that money to buy Chinese ships. So for Greece, this means more ships. For China, this means more jobs. And that's exactly what China needs.
Is it wise, Rob, for China to be buying the debt of countries such as Greece that are teetering on the brink of bankruptcy?
That's a great question. China's relatively new to this position as the world's bank, and some economists think China's inexperience may lead to some problems. But it's clear that Greece and the other debt-ridden EU countries are thrilled by Wen's visit. Last year, when Wen visited Europe, someone threw a shoe at him. It's probably a good bet European leaders are going to do their best to make sure that doesn't happen again.
All right. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joining us from Shanghai. Rob, thanks.
My pleasure.
Britain is the first big economy to tackle its budget deficit by cutting public spending, perhaps showing the United States what it could face as it tries to move closer to a balanced budget. Now, the British government announced it would scrap a welfare benefit paid to everyone, whether they need it or not. From London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Every family in Britain can claim a benefit to help them bring up their kids. Around $30 a week for the firstborn, $20 a week for every subsequent child. You can claim it whether you're rich or poor. But Finance Chief George Osborne says that with a huge budget deficit, this is something Britain can no longer afford. He's scrapping child benefit for anyone who earns over $68,000 a year. Speaking at his annual party conference, Osborne said the move is regrettable but necessary.
In much better economic times, you wouldn't have to take a decision like this. But we have had to take it, and we think it's fair. And it shows that all parts of our society, including those who are better off, will make a contribution.
Supporters of these benefits for all say they make it less humiliating for the needy to claim them. But more of these universal handouts are likely to get the chop, like free bus passes for everyone over the age of 60 and an allowance to pay for winter fuel. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. By Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. And by MassMutual, with financial professionals nationwide who are trained to serve the unique financial needs of their clients at massmutual.com.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are lower right now. Sanofi Aventis shares are lower. Investors not happy. The French drug maker is making a hostile bid for U.S. firm Genzyme. Wall Street Friday, the Dow was higher by nearly 0.5%, closing at 10,829. It was 3 years ago this Sunday the stock market hit an all-time high. On October 9th, 2007, the Dow closed at 14,164. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan says there are lessons to be learned about expecting too much from the stock market. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
Isn't it a little depressing to think about this anniversary, given the roller coaster ride the stock market's been on since?
Actually, it's very depressing. It's not a little depressing, but it's also educational, because life is educational, because from this high of 3 years ago, the stock market proceeded to fall something more than 50%. Then from the bottom, it rose 75%, and now it's down roughly 25%. But you could have really gotten killed if you bought at the wrong time and made a fortune if you'd bought at the right time.
What impact, speaking of which, has the stock market drop had on the real world, Alan?
Well, part of it is something like $5 trillion of wealth has been vaporized, which affects how people and businesses behave. Mm. And people are scared and are now seeking safety, or what they think is safety, from the stock market.
All right, so $5 trillion, give or take. If there's been this flight to safety, as you say, Alan, among investors, where are they going?
Well, it's a flight to what they think is safety, which is bonds. And to them, I say, good luck, because I think you're going to need it. Interest rates are now abnormally low, and they're almost certain to rise. And if interest rates rise and you own bonds, your capital gets really whacked.
So, Alan, you mentioned education at the outset. I mean, what lessons can we take away from the last 3 years?
The first lesson is, even though over the long run stocks have returned almost 10% a year, the return is extremely lumpy and the market can be way up or way down for years at a time. The second lesson is that when you read the fine print and it says past performance is no guarantee of future performance, it's absolutely true.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan with us. Alan, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, the male erotic dancing troupe, the Chippendales, wanted to make sure their logo couldn't get copied. So they tried to trademark their cuffs and collar costume, the bow tie and shirt cuffs that the men wear with no actual shirt attached. The Trademark and Patent Office refused, and an appeals court Friday affirmed, saying the Chippendales outfit wasn't distinctive enough to warrant a trademark of its own. And, of course, the fact that as the show goes on, there's less and less to trademark anyway. Check us out online and share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. And while you're at the website, you can also download the podcast, too. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.